You're with Louise Maher on 666 Drive. Maybe not a luxury option, but what about a business class option on trains that travel between Sydney and various points in New South Wales? Now, I'm asking this question because Dr. Oliver Hartwich from the Centre for Independent Studies has been looking at train travel in New South Wales, and he's come up with some interesting observations. Good afternoon to you, Dr. Hartwich.
Hello, good afternoon.
What do you mean by business class?
Oh, I basically mean some necessities like a reclining seat, tray table, maybe power sockets for your laptop computer. So basically everything that even economy class passengers take for granted when they're travelling on no-frills flights.
And what trains do you think should have business class, and what difference do you think it would make to the number of people who travel by train?
Well, we were thinking of the trains from Sydney to places like Newcastle, Katoomba, Wollongong. And in fact, the whole train paper just happened because one of my colleagues, Jennifer Buckingham, lives in Newcastle and has to travel to Sydney to our office actually twice a week. And she usually takes the car because she simply can't stand being stuck on this train for 2.5 hours. And she thinks the toilets are filthy. And so in a way, we had the idea, well, why can't we make train travel a bit more pleasant so that actually you could work on the train. You could take your laptop computer. You could actually have some nicer time, relax on the way back home actually after work, and make this a much more pleasant experience for you.
How do you know, though, that people would be prepared to pay extra, that people would take up the service?
Well, we thought there must be more colleagues, more people like Jennifer, who think that actually they would be willing to pay a bit extra if they didn't have to drive. Because driving, let's face it, is quite an expensive way to travel as well.
And you can't get work done if you're behind the wheel of a car.
Exactly, yes, yes. And, I mean, do you really want to be stuck on the F3 to Newcastle? I mean, it's probably a much more pleasant option, really, to take the train. If we had a look internationally and compared with travelling, say, in Britain, between London, Euston and Birmingham, where there is a first-class option, it makes a whole lot of a difference because you are served drinks and snacks at the table. You get a seat, rather. You have a free newspaper service. You even have free wireless internet on the train. So that makes a big difference.
Now, you're looking at or you're focusing on the train services that run from Sydney to points, you know, not too far from Sydney, where business travellers could easily commute. Just having a look, though, at the train that travels between Sydney and Canberra, mm-hmm. I think that you can get first-class tickets on that train, which includes, which means you get extra room to stretch your legs and what they describe as deluxe reclining seats. And you're also a little closer to the dining buffet. But I don't think there is any attempt there to cater to the business traffic, if you like, on that particular service. And you'd think that would make sense between Sydney and the capital and the national capital.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the trains between Canberra and Sydney currently take 4 hours and 19 minutes. So, I mean, that's not really a super fast train that you would find in other parts of the world. And besides, even the power sockets that you find on the CountryLink XPT train, you can basically use shavers only on these power points. You couldn't even plug in your laptop.
Right, and times have changed, haven't they?
Well,
yeah, a lot of people travel with laptops and like to use them when they're traveling.
And actually, you can see what difference it makes if you go to places like South Africa. Between Johannesburg and Pretoria, they opened a new train line last year. And it's really marvelous what they have done in South Africa, because you get free papers, you get free snacks, free drinks. You have a free parking spot at your station where you begin your journey, and you got a free shuttle service from the station at your destination to the CBD area. So it couldn't be much better than that. And that's just an hour's journey, really.
Anita has got a comment to make. Hi, Anita.
Hi. I was mentioning this about the train. We live in Goulburn. So occasionally we have to catch the train, but I would never, ever, for the life of me, catch the ordinary train.
Why?
Because it never runs on time, or you're always getting on the bus. And so we occasionally get the XPT, but occasionally we've ended up having on the bus. But at least with the XPT, we have more leg room. And when I'm travelling with my child, at least there's the buffet car.
Right, okay. So they put you on the bus because they're doing track work? Or
they seem to be forever doing track work or for whatever reason. I think, well, I've paid good money to travel on the train with my child so we're comfortable, and then we're stuck on some bus.
And you'd be really happy to travel by train if you could be guaranteed of a comfortable service?
Yes, especially when there's children involved.
Okay, I agree with you, Anita. Thanks very much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And have you had any response from the train authorities, Dr. Hartwich, to your suggestion of business class travel?
No, not yet. We're actually still awaiting a response from the minister. Would be nice to see what they have to say, because actually we've been thinking about it. I mean, everybody knows that we need big upgrades to our infrastructure. But usually when we talk about upgrades to the infrastructure, we think of these big capital-intensive projects, like introducing a fast train. And we deliberately thought we don't want to talk about this. We really want to just propose something that is really easy to implement. All you need to do is really to rip all these old seats, put in some more extra legroom, and let the trains run as they do at the moment. That wouldn't really cost much. Actually, it could create some extra revenue for CityRail, and we thought it should be really easy to accept for CityRail.
Okay, well, thank you very much for explaining your ideas to us this afternoon, Dr. Hartwich. Thank you.